She awoke suddenly to find strong arms wrapped around her and her head cushioned by a broad bicep. A broad, bare bicep. For a moment she attempted to gain her bearings. She was still in the past, in a cave, with Nicholas. Faint light slanted through the brush at the cave opening to reveal Dawn. Although cramped, they were both lying on the ground, and he was behind her, his arms surrounding her, the length of him pressed against the length of her backside. Were they spooning? A flush climbed into her cheeks. Yes, it seemed possible they were doing just that. How had this happened? No doubt he'd lain on his side to make himself more comfortable and to take the pressure off his injured back, and perhaps she'd curled up against him for his body heat in the dropping temperature of the night. In the process, he'd wrapped her up to keep her warm. And that was all there was to the spooning. Absolutely all. Even so, she needed to extricate herself. With the attraction towards Nicholas that flared so easily, she had to put some distance between them. She started to shift, but as Nicholas expelled a weary breath near her neck, she held herself motionless. With his injuries and the cold, perhaps he hadn't slept well. If he was finally resting, she couldn't wake him yet. She could wait for a little while before moving, couldn't she? Allowing her body to relax, she replayed the last 12 hours of being in the past, marvelling again that this all felt so real. But was it? If so, what was happening to her body in the present time? When Isaac showed up for work and saw her car still parked where it had been yesterday, he would be worried. If her mobile still had any battery life, he'd be able to track it to the closet.